More Syrian refugees have come to Michigan seeking a new life than any other state. The State Department tells us that 505 Syrian refugees settled in Michigan between May 2011 and this past May 31st, and more are on the way. Let's talk about what refugees go through to be allowed to move to the U.S. and Michigan's role in resettling these immigrants. With us now from the State Department is Heather Higginbottom. She's the Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources. Welcome to Stateside, Heather.
Thanks so much for having me on.
The numbers certainly seem to point to the fact that Michigan has a pretty outsized role in resettling refugees. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, Michigan has been a terrific partner of the U.S. Refugee Resettlement Program for years and has done a wonderful job of really welcoming refugees into your state and into your communities.
This goes back a ways, and certainly I'm interested in a sense, if you can give us that, of the numbers of refugees that we might expect to come to the country or even to our state in this fiscal year and then maybe looking ahead to the next fiscal year.
We have pledged to admit 85,000 refugees in this fiscal year, at least 10,000 of which are Syrians. And we're working very hard to ensure that all of the candidates that we have prioritized go through the extensive security and vetting procedures and then are identified to be connected with a community somewhere in the United States.
What you just said, it's worth looking into the fact that you're talking about we'll be admitting 85,000 refugees, including 10,000 Syrians. And certainly the Syrian situation takes a lot of attention. But what are some of the other countries refugees are coming from?
We really have refugees all over the world. The world is facing the largest migration crisis since the Second World War. There are 65 million people who have been forcibly displaced from their homes. And we resettled just a very small percentage of that number, but it's really important for people to understand that we prioritize those who are the most vulnerable and in need of opportunity. And that's why we were so pleased to team up with the Ad Council for the release of their new campaign called Welcome Refugees, which is about providing information to the American public and also providing opportunities for them to get involved.
And a lot of that has to be about quelling fears.
Well, certainly their new website, embracerefugees.org, will contain a lot of information for people who want to get educated about the program. We resettle very vulnerable refugees. In fact, over the last 10 years, 60% of the refugees resettled in the United States are women and children. There's also an extensive process of security screening and vetting that takes place. It involves multiple federal agencies, from the National Counterterrorism Center to the FBI Terrorist Screening Center and Departments of Homeland Security, State, and Defense. And not until all of those checks are complete and cleared may a refugee actually travel to the United States.
And let's talk more about the vetting process and what it looks like, because certainly in Michigan, our Governor Snyder has been very open to welcoming refugees to the state. But after the attacks last November in Paris, he talked about wanting to suspend resettlement until any concerns about the vetting process are addressed. And of course, I know we realize states don't determine who gets in and how many refugees we get. But with that in mind, I'd still like to get a better sense in talking with you about the vetting process. What is that process like?
Well, that's why this campaign is so important, so that we can ask questions that people have. It starts out with the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees identifying those very vulnerable refugees who may be candidates for resettlement in the United States. And then they undergo several interviews, background checks from multiple agencies, and additional checks along the way. That whole process can take a year or even longer because it's so extensive. There are also medical checks that are involved before anyone can travel to the United States. All of those checks must be satisfied. So it's actually quite extensive, and we really appreciate the opportunity to partner with the Ad Council on this campaign because it does provide information to answer the questions that many people have, and we really embrace the opportunity to embrace refugees.
We are following here on Stateside a Syrian family who went through Jordan before being resettled in Dearborn, and they told us it took 1 year and 7 months to go through the vetting process with multiple long bus trips to meet and be screened and have meetings. Is that typical?
It is typical. It's important that we go through every single step of the process. At the same time, we want to make the process as efficient as possible because we understand that the scope and scale of the migration crisis is such that we need to do more. And the United States is stepping up. We are admitting more refugees. But we have to make sure we follow every single piece of the process, as we have been doing for years.
What do you say? And I'm sure in the course of just your life as you go through and you meet people and they learn what you do, what do you say to the people who are worried that allowing refugees, especially from Syria, to settle here can expose us to attacks by terrorists who are posing as refugees?
What I find is when that you have the opportunity to explain how the process works and who is coming to this country, that it answers a lot of the questions that people may have. When I talk about the long tradition and heritage we have in this country of welcoming refugees, that it's a part of who we are, that it makes us safer, not less secure, that when you have that, when you have that conversation, when you can point to the facts, it really answers questions that people may have in their minds. And I find that in my day-to-day work, and I think people are going to find it as part of the Ad Council's campaign as well, when they have the opportunity to go on this website, embracerefugees.org, and get answers to the questions that they may have. And hopefully, they will then also want to become a part of welcoming refugees, just as the state of Michigan has done for years and years.
I'm speaking with Heather Higginbottom of the State Department. She's the Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources. Heather, as these refugees settle into their new lives here in America, here in Michigan, what steps and what resources are in place to assist them, first at your level, at the federal level?
So we work with a network of organizations across the country that are really the first stop to identifying where a refugee or a refugee family will be resettled. And then that initial network has many, many local organizations, so 350 local community-based organizations all around the country exist to support that refugee and their family when they arrive. That could be from donating furniture or clothing to helping a refugee family find a place to live or enroll their children in school. So it's really a very grassroots organization that's there to help refugees become a part of the community. We have a long tradition in this country of refugees coming here and making it a stronger country. And you see when you work with these local organizations just how that happens.
And what responsibility does the refugee have?
So just 3 months after they arrive in this country, there is an expectation and an obligation on the part of the refugee to be self-sufficient. And one of the very first things they have to do is actually pay back the plane ticket that they came to this country on. So we have to make sure through these local organizations and depending on volunteers and a very grassroots model that people are able to be self-sufficient, to find work, to be gainfully employed. And that's been a long tradition in this country.
In the national discourse over resettling refugees in this country and in our state, what things do you hear that just makes you shake your head and go, no, that's not the way things are? I mean, what are the main misconceptions that you really want to take this chance to clear up?
I think one of the most important is that an understanding of who we bring to this country. So when you look at the refugee population globally, it's very large. There's 20 million refugees. When you look at the number that we bring to the United States, and we're the largest resettlement program in the whole world, and we're talking about 85,000 people, and that 85,000 is made up of the most vulnerable refugees, so women and children. I met with a Somali family recently that was about to be resettled to the United States. It was a woman and her 5 children. She had been terribly abused, and her husband had been killed. And all she wanted was to come to this country and have a future for her kids and for herself. And she couldn't wait to get here to start working and giving back. And she was so grateful to the United States for giving her that opportunity.
What would you say are the biggest challenges the State Department faces in finding new homes and resettling refugees?
You know, it's been our experience, actually, that we have a really rich tradition of communities and states that embrace refugees, and we're building on that. And what we're doing with this campaign, with the Ad Council, is ensuring that we're bringing even more people into this process, given the large-scale migration crisis that we're seeing and our desire to continue to grow this program. So I wouldn't characterize them as challenges. I think we've had a really positive response over the years, and now we just need to grow it. And part of doing that is ensuring people have the information that they need to know about the program and then ways in which they can get engaged in their communities.
Why does America need to keep the doors open, do you think? How does doing this make us a safer country?
Well, it's certainly a part of our heritage and our history. President Obama has talked about the openness and opportunity that America provides. And the fact is that does make us stronger, because when people around the world look at this country, they see freedom and opportunity, and they aspire to be like us, to be like this country. And the refugee admissions program is one part of that. The contributions that refugees make in their communities are also really important. We have got cities like Buffalo, New York, and Lewiston, Maine, which are actually looking to the refugee and immigrant populations to revitalize their cities and communities, because they know that these populations will give back. They know that they want to integrate into the communities, and they see it as the future.
And that's certainly been part of the conversation in Michigan. Our governor talked about that, actually, with the city of Detroit. But it must be hard for you, for the State Department, for the agencies that work with these refugees, to overcome the kinds of images we saw, say, let's talk about last November in Paris.
Well, that's why it's so important to get the facts out. And that's why we were so pleased to work with the Ad Council on this, because their website, embracerefugees.org, will provide information so people understand who we are bringing to this country and the steps, the lengthy and thorough process it takes to come here. The fact is that refugees are the most thoroughly screened of any travelers to the United States. And these are facts and parts of the process that we want to make sure more people are aware of.
Heather Higginbottom is with the State Department. She's the Deputy Secretary of State for Management and Resources. Heather, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on.